Uroš Trenović remembers when his small village in eastern Serbia was home to about 200 families. Now, over 60 years later, his village of Blagojev Kamen is a kind of ghost town. Only 8 people live there now. This kind of population loss can be found in other parts of Serbia, where a shrinking population raises questions about the economic well-being of the country. Population changes are a fact of life across Europe. So Serbia, with a low fertility rate, is like many other countries in Central and Eastern Europe. Serbia takes in a small number of immigrants, but has high migration rates. The World Bank reports that Serbia's population of around 7 million could fall to 5.8 million by the year 2050. That would represent a 25% drop since 1990. The Serbian government considers the shrinking population a kind of national emergency. The United Nations has even stepped in to help. It sent a group of 7 international experts to the country last month on a fact-finding mission. Blagojev Kamen is evidence of the problem. A nearby gold mine kept the local economy alive before and after World War II. The village suffered after the mine closed in the 1990s. Uroš Trenović said there are still gold and other minerals in the mine, but that it needs investment and hard work. One of my sons is in Germany, and the other one is in Austria, he said. They visit often, but they have nothing to return to. The changes in Blagojev Kamen are not unusual in a country that experienced years of war and sanctions in the 1990s after the breakup of Yugoslavia. Wolfgang Lutz of Austria is an expert on demographics at the International Institute for Applied Systems Analysis. He told the Associated Press that the main problem is related to the kind of people who are leaving Serbia. We see that it tends to be the better educated, the more highly skilled, the more highly motivated, mobile people who are leaving, and that is certainly a drain of the human capital, Lutz noted. Serbia's government has tried to stop the decline in population. It has offered financial assistance to families with 2 or more children, supported schools and daycare centers, and given aid to families in rural areas. It is not only Serbian officials who are worried. Serbia's neighbor Croatia has made the pressing issue of demographic challenges a top issue. More than 15% of Croatia's 4.2 million people are living and working overseas. Bulgaria and Ukraine are 2 other countries seeing population declines. Stjepan Sterk, a Croatian expert on demography, thinks the efforts to deal with the problems across the Balkans are not enough. He thinks that the tax system can be amended to support population growth. Demography should be recognized as the essence of economic development so that the most important encouragement tool is directed toward it, he said. I'm John Russell.